Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 23rd. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. While some South Carolina cities are considering whether or not to require people to wear masks to stop the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Henry McMaster says that, for now, he's not going to do that. McMaster said he spoke with Vice President Mike Pence yesterday and understands there's a significant rise in the number of younger people who have contracted the disease but show no symptoms. McMaster urges people to wear masks, but says there are constitutional limitations to what he can require people to do, especially when it comes to shutting down businesses again. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster yesterday at a press conference in North Charleston.
There's the practical matter. We've got to get back to work. We can't stay shut down forever.
McMaster says he continues to follow guidelines from the CDC and the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control. The city of Greenville has become the first in the state to require people to wear masks to help fight COVID-19. Greenville City Council voted unanimously yesterday for the requirement. Before the vote, Mayor Knox White spoke with WYFF.
We're focusing, again, on pharmacies and grocery stores because those are essential services. People have to go there. Had a lot of comments from senior citizens, from senior residents as well, about having to go to the grocery store and feeling very uneasy about it. So we think this is a reasonable step.
Employees at restaurants, retail stores, and salons will also be required to wear masks or face up to a $25 fine. Columbia City Council will be voting today on a similar mask requirement. State Education Superintendent Marley Spearman is again urging state residents to follow DHEC guidelines for combating the coronavirus or run the risk of seeing another school year without face-to-face instructions.
Children need to be in school for many reasons, but we hold the key right now in our own hands as to whether that's going to be able to happen by how well we follow the advice of our health experts with wearing masks, with social distancing, washing our hands.
Yesterday, Spearman formally accepted a broad package of recommendations from a committee of teachers and administrators on how to safely restart school in August. The plan gives school districts across the state a menu of options for how to safely operate during a pandemic. Senator Tim Scott spelled out his proposed federal legislation for police reform during a stop in the Lowcountry yesterday. Co-sponsored by several Republican lawmakers, it's called the Just and Unifying Solutions to Invigorate Communities Everywhere Act, or Justice Act for short. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
The senator was joined in North Charleston by Governor Henry McMaster, as well as several leaders in state and local law enforcement, as he explained what the Justice Act intends to do. He calls for more training, more body cameras, and preserving the records of officers. It also calls for co-responders, that is, experts in the field with officers. Senator Scott says they're needed because there are far fewer mental health facilities than there were 30 years ago.
The impact of that is we're asking officers to do things that they have not necessarily been trained to do. Mental health issues, addiction issues, and homelessness.
The senator says he has seen the president's executive order and his legislation mirrors many of its mandates. In North Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Several primary runoffs are happening across the state today. 23 of the state's 46 counties will have polls open for voters until 7 this evening. The South Carolina Election Commission reminds voters that those who voted on June 9th are limited to voting in the same party's runoff. Those who did not vote on June 9th can choose to vote in either party's runoff. Most polling places will remain in the same location for the runoff as they were for the primary, but the Election Commission encourages voters to log on to scvotes.org to be sure before heading out today. The website also has sample ballots and a list of runoffs by county. Again, that website is scvotes.org. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.